working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. Let's check out some temperatures real quick. 69 at Hollis, 65 at Mangum, 65 at Hobart, 56 at Watonga, 56 at Woodward, 50 at Buffalo, 56 at the May Ranch there on the state line there in Kansas and Oklahoma, and 57 at Slapout and 51 at Beaver. Let's see what it looks like out in the Texas Panhandle, because earlier it looked way warmer out there than here. 57 at Lipscomb, 64 at Canadian, 65 at Miami, and Dozier 68. And Wellington and Memphis, you are both at 70 degrees. Anyway, we'll have your long ranger forecast coming up for eastern Texas Panhandle, western, all of western Oklahoma later on the show. Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Happy Cap Hour on my show every Monday. Real quickly, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft, in-person and virtual producer education, beef direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For just $100 a year, you can experience all these member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week or a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and to help protect your way of life. www.okcattleman.org or call Lori at 580-273-5137. Also, they have a district meeting today, and it's the North Central one, and it's at the Payne County Expo Center in Stillwater. It'll be happening tonight. Vendor and sponsor visitation at 6 o'clock. Meetings will begin at 6:30 with a steak dinner. I don't know how the steaks are in eastern Oklahoma, but they're pretty good in western Oklahoma. So anyway, if you missed any of the district meetings, you're more than welcome to go to the one in Stillwater. And then they got another one coming up on Sulphur on the 23rd, and I will get with you later on that. Okay, let's start out with some cotton. You guys want to start out with some cotton real quick? Where's it at? Oh, I know where it's at. Some cotton news coming out. Okay, right now, the net export sales for the week ending on February the 9th with 225,500 bales, and that's 480-pound bales. That brings the total to 22-23 sales to about 10.4 million bales. Total sales at the same point in the 21-22 marketing year was 13.1, so it's down about 3 million bales. Total new crop sales so far for 23-24 at 1.3 million bales of cotton. Shipments for the week were 199,100, bringing total exports to date to 5.2 million bales compared with the 4.8 million bales at a comparable point in the 21-22 marketing year. Have you guys been following the dicamba label stuff that's been going on up north? Don't think it won't hit here, because it seems like it's expanding. EPA approved labeling amendments that further restrict the use of over-the-top dicamba in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and South Dakota. The restrictions were either requested by the restaurants or the states. The revised labeling prohibits the use of over-the-top dicamba application on dicamba-tolerant crops after June 12, or June 20th, depending on the state. The EPA continues to review those dicamba-related incidents and is considering the available tools to support state implemented restrictions that reduces risk from the use of over-the-top dicamba. The agency is working from a report listing the incidents in the 21 growing season and is trying to determine if over-the-top applications of dicamba poses unreasonable risk to other crops and plants. The National Cotton Council continues to monitor this issue. So stay on top of that, because don't think it won't come here. If it starts up there, it'll head its way here. So keep intact with that. We had some people in our area, the listening area, did really good at the Southwest District show. I'm going to have, I've been posting some of that on our KCO Facebook page. Paisley Viniski, if I said that right. I was saying it right the other day. Anyway, she got grand prospect steer and market steer. Addie Snayberger from Carnegie, she got grand doe. And Jancy, my partner in crime here, Ripto, she got reserve grand bear and champion cross, I believe that was. It looks like a hen, but it's probably a cross. Anyway, she did real well. And I got Canute FFA going to be in here in just a minute, and they've done really good for Wichita County at the Southwest show. We'll go over some of their stuff, and I got so much more to talk about on the Southwest show. But anyway, I'm trying to keep everybody up to date the best I can with some grands and some reserve grands on our Facebook page. So anyway, what else we got going on here? The 30 by 30. We got another meeting here in Elk City. I just want to pass this along to you guys before I go to break so I can get the Canute FFA on here. But there's another meeting, February 27th. That's coming up a week from today at the Elk City City Hall. And this is another meeting that you guys need to really attend, especially if you're a landowner on the Chisholm Trail or the Great Western Trail. And our show covers a lot of both of those trails. This is an informal, information night. And landowners on the historical cattle trails, the Chisholm Trail and the Great Western Trails, are targeted for control under the National Park Service and the Department of Interior. So this is coming up February 27th at 6:30. On the land grab 30 by 30 in the Elk City City Hall. It's very important, especially if you are a landowner in this trail area, to attend this and get more information on that. Also, my man Frank Lucas, he's going to be, he's got some town hall meetings set up in southwestern Oklahoma and western Oklahoma tomorrow. And Wednesday, I don't know if you heard Jared on the news, but Frank will be from 10 to 11 at Hollis, 1 to 2 at Mangum, and 3 to 4 here in Elk City. And afterwards, I've got an interview with Frank for one of my shows next week. We're going to talk about WOTUS, the Farm Bill, and some other stuff that I think is very important for you guys. And then Wednesday at Weatherford from 10 to 11, and Cordell from 1 to 2 at Cordell. If you got anything you want to ask Representative Frank Lucas, it's a time to do it. I mean, don't sit out there on the top of the fence if you got something that's bothering you, or you think something, just an idea that you got or something. Go to one of the town hall meetings. It's all you can do. Voice your opinion. Well, when we come back to the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association Happy Cap Hour, the Canute FFA will be in here. It is officially National FFA Week here in the United States, so I'm excited. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Good afternoon, all you great students. stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 13th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,283 head were sold. 7 head of steers at $394 brought 256. 10 at $685 brought $195.50. 14 at $734 brought $192. 5 at $773 brought $184.50. 15 at $871 brought $178.50. 25 at $910 brought $176.50. 16 at $942 brought $174.50. 4 head of heifers at $441 brought $215. 9 at $567 brought $169. 11 at $660 brought $175.50. 4 at $668 brought $179. 24 at $809 brought $169. 49 at $858 brought $167. 5 at $1051 brought $149. Butcher cows were 10 to 10250. Butcher bulls brought 72 to 115. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 p.m. Selling 84 bulls that have been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. They got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 at a new location. From the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 22nd at 12:30 at the ranch near Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, Monin Dakota, Baldridge Alternative, and several other breed-leading AI sires. Also selling commercial females carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 22nd at 12:30 at Quartermaster Creek Ranch, southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHeelsOK.com. That's CoyoteHeelsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, I got a sharp-looking bunch of FFA students in here. They come in here with their start shirts and all nice and neat, got all their names embroidered. I could actually see their names from here, blind as I am. First, let's get to, I got Memphis, Texas. That's who we got in the Texas Panhandle. I'm going to talk about weather today. Currently, it's 70 degrees, 26% humidity. Winds out of the west at 16 with wind gust 24. Peak gust today so far has been 36 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation so far at Memphis is 0.21, 210 one-thousandths of an inch. And no red flag minutes today, no sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature is 48. I did notice on the Mesonet in Oklahoma this morning, our area temperature has come up about 6 degrees in the 2-inch soil test here in the last 3 days, which is good. That means the wheat's growing, the rye's growing, the weeds are growing, winter grass is growing, so everything's going. All right, in the studio with me right now is the Canute FFA chapter officers. Let's start with you, young man.
I'm Rook Walker. I'm a senior, and I'm the president. I'm Madison Church. I'm a junior, and I'm the vice president.
My name's Parker Jacks. I'm a senior, and I'm the chaplain.
My name is Malia DeGarmo. I'm a junior, and I'm the treasurer.
I'm Tiger Gillespie. I am a senior, and I'm the secretary.
Cool. You got the perfect voice for that mic. I can actually hear you over there. Great. Well, you guys, it's stock show season, and you got, oh, we got to grab a chair. We got a new one. Let's introduce him real quick. Kiss that mic.
I'm Nathan Janning. I'm a senior at Canute.
You look like a Janning when you walk in, so I knew who that was. Well, let's start back over here with you, and you're the president.
Yes, sir.
And this is your fourth, fifth year?
In FFA?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah.
Fifth year. What's your favorite? What all kinds of activities are you doing?
Well, I've done a little bit of everything, kind of. Recently, the welding competition that we won,
right.
I was part of that. When I started out showing goats. I did creed competitions. I like to get my hands in a little bit of everything, but just being around people and meeting new people, that's probably the best part about it.
Okay, cool. What about you, Miss Church?
The biggest thing I do is show livestock. I'm very active in showing goats and cattle. When we first got started in eighth grade, I said the creed and got drug on to the opening ceremonies teams, and we had some fun memories with that.
Good or bad?
A little both. I've done a little bit of everything. Going to conventions and making memories with these guys is the funnest thing that we do. So.
All right. How about you, young man?
Well, I think I first got started in the FFA when my grandpa got me into cattle showing.
Okay.
I currently show two heifers, a shorthorn and a shorthorn plus. So I'll be taking a county here in a few weeks. I also got pretty involved in FFA whenever Mr. Connor got me into the creed speaking competitions. We also did opening ceremony competitions. Those were pretty fun. And I just recently became an officer. This will be my first year and last. But, yeah, it's been pretty fun.
So Mr. Connor sounds like he's a creed guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's good. I can't even I had 4 years. I can't even remember the first letter. What is it, the? Is it the?
I believe.
Oh, I believe. That's right. Let's get to you, young lady.
I first became involved in FFA when I showed pigs. That happened right before COVID. And then the biggest thing I do is trap shooting with FFA.
Right.
And I've been doing that for about 3 years, and it's been pretty fun, and the memories have been great.
Yeah. Speaking of trap shooting, because we had Merritt in here Friday, and trap shooting has come a long ways in the last 5 or 6 years, and I think it's awesome. It's one of my favorite sports, so you just made me and you're best friends right now. but you know, there's been just out of Beckham County alone, there's been 8 kids get full ride scholarships because of shooting. I think it's awesome, and I think keep it up and just do a good job. That's all you can do. Do your best, but trap shooting's fun.
It definitely
is. You don't have to get up more set steer every day. Clean the shotgun, you're ready to go. Well, Mr. Jennings, hop up to that mic as close as you can, please. What about you?
First started with showing pigs. Did that for a while, and then started getting to that trap shooting deal. Noticed my buddies were having fun with it, and my brother did it, so I was like, you know what? I'll try it out, and I've had so much fun with that. It's taught me a lot with responsibility and that kind of thing.
All right. How about you there, young man?
I first joined the FFA in eighth grade, and like most everyone else, started with the creed and ventured off in some other things, mostly ag mechanics and worked in the shop like that, but also do trap shooting on the side and love it. Always fun time.
Well, let's you grab the mic too, and you're going to stay on the mic. Tell us about this welding competition you guys just won. I think it's awesome.
We went to competition in Midwest City, and we had 5 hours to build a 5x10 utility trailer. And it was stretching it. We got done in the nick of time.
And how about some, let's talk about some other schools since they probably ain't listening anyway. What was the worst one you seen?
Oh. Are we allowed to talk about that? I mean,
yeah, did anybody not get the axle on?
Yeah, there was a couple that didn't get finished, but
I'm just making fun of you.
We probably shouldn't talk about that.
There's quite a few that were pretty bad.
Yeah.
There was really some really good ones too.
Yeah, there was a lot of competition. I mean, we only won by 1 point, so
who was second?
Simon.
Remember?
Silent Springs.
I got you. So, 5x10, is that right?
Yes,
5x10 utility trailer. Did it have a dump on it, or was it just straight?
No, it was just straight off.
But anyway, yeah, because I was following the page Mr. Connors has got, and I seen you guys in different positions on doing that. So you guys did a great job, so congratulations.
Thank you.
So do you guys get to go to a national deal now?
No, sir.
No, unfortunately not.
Mr. Connors, I'm out. So anyway, what was the prize?
Well, we got some nice buckles.
Okay.
And that's probably one of the big things. We got welding helmets. We got a grinder. What else did we get?
We got a Lincoln Electric bag, some shirts, and welding caps and gloves.
Oh, cool. Yep. So who was all on the team? Because I know you're not all here.
Me and Rook and Weston Beal and Nathan Janning. He's here.
Yeah. Yep. I imagine a welder son being on the team. So, anyway, congratulations to you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Let's see what. All right, we got a little bit of time left. Let's go back to you.
Okay.
What's one of your favorite memories in FFA?
Favorite memories in FFA.
Give you guys time.
Well.
That you can say on the radio.
That I can say on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me make that clear.
Let me think about that. I really liked alumni camp.
I've heard that more than
once.
Yeah,
it's probably got me out of my shell more than anything, just talking to people that I've never met, and that's never been my big thing, but getting out and making friends that I still talk to today, you know.
Right.
It's definitely the best thing I
ever
did.
Were you bashful before FFA?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Was he?
Oh, I didn't know Rook before FFA.
Okay.
So, anyway. So that just shows.
Oh, yeah. Because he was bashful, so you didn't know him.
Exactly.
What about you? Because I know you look like you're very pretty outgoing.
Well, the most meaningful thing to me in FFA is showing livestock. It teaches me a lot of work ethic. And like you said earlier, getting up every morning and take care of cattle and getting them in the cool room. And this teaches you a lot of responsibility and stuff. But, well, like I said earlier, I got dragged on to the opening ceremonies team.
Did somebody twist your arm or what?
No, well, so what grade is it that you have to... 8th through 10th. Okay, so I was the youngest one on the team, and they needed one more, so I said I would do it. And we went to Hooker, Oklahoma. There was two teams there, us and Hooker. And so we ended up making two... We took enough kids to have two teams, and I was on both of them. And it was my first time ever doing something like that. And I said my part, instead of George Washington, I did say George Strait, and continued on where our sit hole could not get the door open, so we were stuck in that room even longer. So that has to be the greatest, funniest memory that I've had with the officer team.
George Strait, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget that.
What a memory. That'll be good. How about you, young man?
Kind of like Madison, showing has been a big part of my FFA experience, so I've got to say... The multiple times that I've been to the Oklahoma Youth Expo has got to have been my favorite memories. I've been about 4 times now, and each time it's a new experience, different competition. I've taken different breeds before. That's pretty fun. But, yeah, that's probably my favorite.
Ah, good. How about you, young lady?
So, we go to conventions, and this year was my first year to go to national convention, and it was so fun. We went to Indianapolis, and we just, like, stopped everywhere. We went to, like, a bee farm, saw how they make honey, and just, like, all the memories that I have with all these people just, like, will always be great to me.
So, have you met anybody at national that you're still in contact with?
No.
No.
No, I'm not. I'm not like a big social butterfly. It just stays within this group.
Stays with the bus kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just, you know, I've always said, you know, there's 5 people you can count on your, on the one hand. That's the people you want to keep closest to you.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Jennings.
Oh, shoot. See, I'm sitting here thinking about it, and to be honest with you, I don't think I could pinpoint one memory. There's just... so many, but it would have to be like the non-stop just having fun while learning, which is hard to do in a lot of classrooms, but Mr. Connor, he gets it done. He has fun. He taught us so much over these years.
You just run my throwing him under the bus.
Oh yeah, but it was with all these years just taught me so much. I'm gonna take with me the rest of my life and put into the workforce. So I couldn't pinpoint one memory with you.
Awesome. Good deal. Good job. What about you, young man?
Like Nathan said, I have many, but one that comes to mind was we went to a trap shoot down in Elgin, and I think it was one of our first times taking the new short bus that we got for school, and we parked right up behind the shooters and killed the bus, and the horn starts going off, and we couldn't figure out how to shut it off, so we just started the bus and left it running the whole time.
What, you think the horn going off was annoying the shooters?
I bet it was.
All right, well, we still got a few minutes here, and I'm going to start right back with you. What's your plans? You got plans? Is there anything in FFA you're going to take with you to your future?
Well, just learning how to speak is probably the biggest thing, and be a leader in the workforce. So after I graduate, I'm going to get a heat and air apprenticeship and work in the heat and air field. And hopefully I want to start my own business.
There you go. I mean, we need them. We need the heat and air guys and plumbers and electricians.
Oh, yes, sir.
Like people can't believe. So anyway, good luck with you.
Well, thank you.
What about you, young lady?
Well, I have not pinned down what I want to do in the future. I'm just a junior, and I know that everything that I have learned in the FFA about being a leader, being able to talk in front of people, and being able to interview, and I've learned from doing all of that that if I can do all that right and I am focused on what I want to do, that I could get a job, any job I wanted, by the things that Mr. Conner has taught me about being around adults and just being a leader in general. So,
Mr. Conner, you're doing a great job, because every one of these kids in here got a good head on their shoulders. Yeah, you've done a really good job, because just with these two right here, they're not scared. And let's go to you, because you're not scared either. But, you know, that's pretty good. Have you got plans?
Yeah, next year I plan to attend SWASU.
Okay.
I'll be majoring in agribusiness.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully I'll be taking some of the lessons that I've gone through in FFA into that field. And I'm hoping to get a job in the agricultural field after college. Hopefully something in accounting, but I've always looked big into finance. So,
well, believe me, there's a bunch of accounting that needs to be done in farming and ranching.
Always be able to find a job.
Oh, yeah, you will. How about you, young lady? I think that'll reach you over there.
Well, I'm just a junior, like Maddie, so I really haven't, like, pinned down what I want to do. But with the leadership skills and the speaking skills that Mr. Conner has taught me and, like, pushed me out of my comfort zone, because I'm kind of a shy person when it comes to, like, speaking out loud.
Right.
And he, like, took me to those conventions and was like, hey, like, you're going to like this. You're going to enjoy this.
You're Carmo. You can't be shy.
Oh, I am shy. But it's taught me a lot, and I'm, like, excited to learn more next year and, like, get a little bit more out of my comfort zone.
Oh, cool. Good job. How about you, Mr. Jennings? I know you're not shy.
Oh, yeah. You know me.
Pull that mic over to you. Oh, there you go.
Well, after high school, I plan on doing another year of culinary school, and after that, I want to go to New York for the Culinary Institute of America, and after that, open my own restaurant. And with the build of a livestock, I'm really going to use that to my advantage to hopefully make my own steakhouse.
Oh, cool.
Fancy one like
I that. Know some people out here where you can get some steaks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's that at?
Let me give you the list.
Oh, yeah. After.
Yeah, because, you know, I honestly think Western Oklahoma and Texas, I think we have some of the best beef in the world.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I mean, there's no doubt about it. So, anyway, all right, on to you there, young man.
I'm kind of over here with Parker. I'm going to Redlands Community College in El Reno, and I'm going to be taking agricultural business there.
Okay.
So, cool. And I'm going to try and join the trap shooting team.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, because it should work out good.
Yeah.
You guys have been, I've seen your names on some lists. You guys have been doing pretty decent.
Yeah.
So they, because Full Ride would sure help the old pocketbook.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
So, well, anyway, we got, I'm going to take just a couple more minutes and, let's start with Madison.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go. She's wanting to talk. So, anyway, let's talk about Mr. Conner.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah. I met you 4 years ago? Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago. So I got some roots in Canute, so I know some people. How's that? Anyway, what's Mr. Conner? What's the best thing he's done for you since you got in? What's up, man? Yeah, tough question. Sorry.
I feel like everything he does for us is pretty good. I don't think he's ever let a single one of us down. I mean, he's just one phone call away, and he's there to help you out no matter what. I can't think of...
I'm looking for some good stuff.
Good stuff.
No, I'm just kidding. No, that was a good answer that you had there. I'm going to pick on the other girl. Grab that mic. What's Mr. Connors done for you besides bring you out of your shyness shell?
He definitely helped me with showing pigs. I had no idea what I was doing by eighth grade year, like whatsoever, nothing about it. And he just kind of like helped me. He's like, here, like, this is the pig, and you just do this, this, and this, and just kind of told me how to get started and like just put me out there. And I don't know, he does a lot for us. He teaches me a lot of things. Like, I learned how to weld. Didn't know a single thing about it, and then freshman year came into it, learned how to stick weld, and then MIG weld, like last year before. So now I know things that I never knew before about ag.
So just kind of like is for sure the ag teacher that doesn't care if you're a girl or a boy, you're gonna get in the shop and
you're definitely getting out there and doing the same thing.
Awesome. Well, tomorrow morning, you guys are having what? A breakfast? Somebody want to tell me about that?
I will. So tomorrow morning, starting at about
6,
we're going to have a farmer's appreciation breakfast at the Canute Fire Department. And anyone's welcome. It's going to be a good time, good food.
You don't have to show a farmer's card for proof.
Yeah, no, you don't need to be a farmer specifically, but it's just in appreciation to the farmers. But anyone's welcome.
All right, great. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. I always enjoy you guys. You guys did a good job last year and did a good job this year. And good luck with what all, not you two, both juniors, right? Yeah. And you too?
No, I'm a senior.
Are you? All right. So anyway, good luck with your future.
Thanks
for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local HiPro feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Once again, good afternoon to all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 10th. 900 head were sold, 3 head of steers at 243, brought 284, 8 at 412, brought 260, 7 at 595, brought 212, 4 at 611, brought 190, 23 at 616, brought 202.50, 3 at 625, brought 181, 4 at 631, brought 203, 3 head of heifers at 332, brought 220, 4 at 414, brought 207, 7 at 523, brought 196, 6 at 533, brought 185, 17 at 565, brought 193.50, 4 at 573, brought 190, 4 at 649, brought 172, butcher cows were 35 to 102, butcher bulls brought 86 to 120, bred cows were 785 to 1725, pairs brought 700 to 1450. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sells every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. What a great set of kids from Canute. That was awesome. I enjoyed that. I'm still figuring this new mesonet system out here. Let me change this. Yeah, there we go. I've got her figured out now. And I'm going to pick Arnett, Oklahoma today for the northwestern Oklahoma forecast in the northeastern Texas panhandle. Currently at Arnett right now, it's 60 degrees. Wind chill is 60. The forecast for Arnett for President's Day is mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. The winds will be out of the west, 7 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, 36. Tomorrow is going to be pretty breezy with the temperature around 75 with southwest winds 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 35. So it doesn't look too good for wind tomorrow. Anyway, on the phone with me now, currently right now, is Mr. Josh Tinsley. I knew I was going to mess that up. Tinsley. He's got an event going on down there around Blair, Oklahoma that's pretty cool. You guys remember earlier last week or the week before, I was telling you guys about the predator contest they had in Missouri where they trapped or caught 960-something raccoons and some possums and skunk. Well, lo and behold, my dream has come true. They're actually having one down here by Blair coming up. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Hey, good to be on here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on short notice. And tell everybody what's coming up.
So we're having a predator nest contest. It's going to start Friday the 24th. About 6 o'clock at night is going to be our team meeting just to go over some rules and get everybody lined out. So that contest is going to run the whole weekend. And we'll have our check-in Sunday the 26th at 6:30. All this is going to take place at the Warren Community Center. You know, it's going to be a great contest. It's going to help out our softball team, our Oklahoma Freedom softball team. It's going to be a 50% fundraiser. We'll probably throw some side pots in there for most nest predators, maybe biggest raccoon, something like that, just to change it up. And, man, we're excited.
So explain that points deal that I seen on Facebook that you got 1 point for this, 2 points for that. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. So how it's going to break down is it's going to be 5 points for any nest predator. And kind of how we got that broke down is raccoons, skunks, and possums. Those are going to be 5 points apiece. Then if you bring a coyote to check in, that'll give you 20 bonus points. If you bring a bobcat, that'll be 20 bonus points, and a fox will be 20 bonus points. So you can only check in one of those three predators. We were trying to move away from the traditional bobcat, coyote-type contest and really focus mainly on the nest predators.
Well, you and I had a conversation yesterday about the predators, and you hit right on what I tried preaching all the time about it, and talk to me a little bit about what you and I talked about yesterday about, you know, back in the days, back in the 80s and early 90s when trapping was an everyday deal and then all of a sudden that went away.
Sure. So, you know, back in the years past, even even probably in the early 2000s up till about 2010, maybe even 2015, the fur market was good. Bobcats would bring a lot of money. Coyotes would bring quite a bit of money. And then there was still a coon market. So everybody was trapping. You know, they were trapping coyotes. They were trapping raccoons. Back in the day, a lot of people ran coon dogs and, you know, out all times of the nights running those creeks and killing raccoons. Since then, the fur market has been in the tank the last several years. So I don't believe there's a lot of people trapping and running dogs. Therefore, if you don't control those populations, they can get out of control. And I believe with the coons, I really believe that's where we're at.
Yes.
You know, we talked a little bit yesterday or a few days ago about deer hunting. You know, deer hunting in this southwest Oklahoma, or maybe even the whole state, is, I mean, it's up tenfold from what it was back in the 80s. So I would think around here, every quarter section of land or half section of land's probably got two or three deer feeders on it. If you're not controlling those coon numbers, man, they're going to get out of hand. If you've got a trail camera on a deer feeder right now, I guarantee you at some point this past year during deer season, you thought, man, I've got to get rid of some of these coons.
Oh, yeah, by all means. And, you know, and I don't think it's the problem. It's one of the problems we're having with such a fluctuation in our turkey and quail right now is coons love quail and turkey eggs. There's no two ways about it.
Sure. So, if you're out in the outdoors, especially if you've been a turkey hunter the last 10 or 15 years, you know our turkey population is in the tank. To me, I think probably the raccoons and nest predators are probably the biggest problem with our turkey population. Now, quail population has fluctuated over the years, up and down. I don't think the nest predators are the primary problem for the quail. Obviously, they don't help, but I really think they're one of the number one issues with the turkey population. So that's really what we're trying to combat. If we can take some of these coons out and help the nest predators, man, it's just going to be great. And I really think compared to coyote and bobcat type calling contest, this is going to be a lot less pressure. It's going to last over the course of a weekend, so you can go set you some dog proof traps around feeders and whatnot on after the meeting on Friday. Check them Saturday, check them Sunday, and it'll be a lot less pressure, I feel like.
Yeah, and with the price of barnyard chickens right now, I'm sure, and eggs, I'm sure coons are giving them chicken, are still to this day and always will give chicken farmers a lot of grief.
Yeah, no doubt about that. There's I get calls all the time about people wondering about how they can kill raccoons around their house because they're tearing up their chicken coop fence trying to get inside there.
Yeah, and this would be a good way because I don't know if you've seen that article. I know Mark had seen that article coming out of Missouri where they, like I said, they captured or whatever 963 coons in a two-day event. That would be awesome if you guys would do the same.
That'd be great. Like I said, we're just trying to help the nest predators or try to help the nesting animals out, try to get some of those eggs to make it through the nesting season. So we can see an increase in those turkey and quail numbers. It's definitely been a problem.
Right. And so, again, tell everybody when this is.
It's this weekend, Friday the 24th. We'll have our team meeting. I believe it's at 6 o'clock at the Warren Community Center, which is east of Blair, about 7 miles, right off of Highway 19. We'll have the team meeting there. I know there'll be a lot of questions. This is not a contest that's been done around here. So I know there'll be a lot of questions of how they can do things. But we're going to have that meeting at 6 o'clock on the 24th. And then the contest will start as soon as that meeting is over. And it'll conclude on Sunday the 26th at 6:30 is the deadline to be there to get everything checked in. We've kind of thrown together a last-minute pulled pork sandwich dinner. That'll start about 5 or 5:30, also at the Warren Community Center. It'll be a donation-type meal to go toward tournament fees and the uniforms and things like that for our softball team. So that'll start about 5 or 5:30 on Sunday, and that'll kind of conclude when the contest is over.
All right. And then these are also four-man teams too.
Yeah, for sure. So it's $100 to enter the contest. If you get a four-man team together, it's $25 a person. And like I said, it'll be a 50% payout. So 50% will go to the softball team, and then we'll divide the other 50% in first, second, and third places.
And even though this is a predator contest, everybody knows you got to have your correct hunting license and everything you need to go with that. Because, Josh, if I'm not wrong, you're a highway patrolman too, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. So, I mean, you're not the game warden, but you probably know some, don't you?
Yeah, of course, of course. So that'll be part of the meeting. I've been in contact with a local warden to hopefully be at the team meeting. So if there is any questions, that, you know, wildlife laws change just like anything else. I know they've kind of opened up some thermal hunting for coyotes, but there's some restrictions along with that. I know raccoons, they lifted the season bag limit and lifted the season. So it's kind of an open season on raccoons. But I do believe there's still legal means of taking it. It's just not an all-out war on them. So hopefully I can get a warden there for that Friday night so he can really lay down the law and get everybody squared away on that.
Well, Josh Tinsley, thank you so much for being on the show today, and good luck with that. And I'll announce it a couple more times this week, because I'm trying to, when my wife gets back from Oklahoma City, I'm going to see what my schedule is this weekend, because I think I'm going to get involved.
Oh, that'd be great. Obviously, the more the merrier. But we'll add one thing. We've got a gun raffle going also. We've been selling tickets on that for the last couple weeks. We'll have some opportunities at the meeting and at the check-in if anybody wants to purchase those gun raffle tickets. So it's for a Ruger 6.5 Creedmoor. That gun is actually donated by Travis Collier with the Collier Cattle Company, which is based out of the Warren and Blair area. So we'll give him a shout out. We appreciate him donating that gun. It was purchased at the Hobart Farm and Garden there in Hobart, Oklahoma. They've got an excellent choice of weapons and ammunition there.
It's my favorite, one of my favorite gun stores. I enjoy that, and they're a big sponsor of the show too. So it's
that's great.
And this is all going for the softball team, correct?
Yep, that's right. So we're an Oklahoma Freedom. It's a 14U softball team. We travel all around Oklahoma. We'll probably dip down in Texas and up in Kansas this year. But it just takes a lot of money to travel. You know, these tournaments cost a lot of money to enter, uniform costs, just different things. So it just takes a lot of money to make that thing work, and that's what we're trying to help out with.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh, and you have a great day, and you be safe out there.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. All right, that's Mr. Josh Tinsley. They're having a predator deal this weekend, and I'll post it on our KCO Facebook page, and also I'll talk about it a couple more times this week on the show. I got to take a quick break, but first, here's Mr. Jerry Nine.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodford Livestock Auction. For sale last Tuesday, February the 14th, we sold 660 cows, bulls, and kids. Thursday, February the 16th, we sold 2,095 kids and feeders for a total of 2,755 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 94 to 102. 10 cows bring 68 to 86. Bulls run 85 to 120. 3-year-old open cows to breed brought 130, with her 2 to 8-year-old bred cows, 1275 to 1500. 2 to 8-year-old pairs, 1400 to 1800. Hunter steer cattle, 350 to 4-H steers, 265 to 275. 5 to 550, 220 to 243. 6 to 650, 196 to 210. 7 to 750, 174 to 184 and a half, 8 to 850, 171 to 181, and 23 steers weighing 925, bring 169. Hunter heifers, 350 to 4 weight heifers, 197 to 222, 5 to 550, 189 to 198, 6 to 650 heifers, 172 to 181, 7 to 750, 166 to 167 and a half, 8 to 850, 160 to 165 and a quarter, and our 9 to 950 heifers, 147 to 150. Very good market for Tuesday, February the 21st. We're expecting 40 bred cows running age. Got 20 other bred cows and pairs. More by sale time. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thank you, Jerry Nine, and the Woodford Livestock Auction.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
For generations, FFA, Future Farmers of America, have been helping our children through agriculture to grow into responsible adults. We believe and we support the work being done by our local FFA chapters and all they do to create an enriching experience for our youth. For all you do, you have our thanks. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around Western Oklahoma. The typical gas station is like a 35 micron filter. We run 10 micron filters in all of our stuff. So when we load our bobtail and all that, we filter it through a 10 micron filter. I'm pretty prideful, and the last thing I want to do is hear that someone got water or dirt in their diesel and they had problems and burnt their motor up or something like that. That's the last thing I want to happen.
So how does your more stringent filtering, how does it help your customers save money?
Filters aren't cheap. Let's say over 3 years you change one filter, or in 3 years you change 10 filters. You know, I'm all about saving each penny, because that's all the pennies add up. That's where your profit is.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
We do a ton of wholesale work. I mean, like with your mechanic shops. But it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. So it's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa Know How.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and I've picked Mangum, Oklahoma today. Currently at Mangum, it's 71. Humidity is 36%. The winds are out of the southwest at 11, and there's no gusts, so must be no rain so far in the last 24 hours. And sunrise at 7:19, and sunset at 6:24. We're getting closer to 12 hours already. We are under a fire weather watch until 7 p.m. tonight. My wife just texted me there's a big smoke up north, and I have no clue. I haven't heard nothing yet, but we'll get there. Here's your forecast. President's Day, 74 for a high, almost there. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, 78 and breezy, where the wind will switch from the southwest to be actually, it's switching tonight to be out of the northwest. And tomorrow, it'll switch sometime during the day and be out of the south at 22 miles an hour with wind gust up to 30. Looky, looky, rain showers tomorrow night, 60% chance. Then it's Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, and my allergies are killing me today. High of 75 Wednesday, breezy Wednesday night. Thursday, mostly sunny and 59. Thursday night, it's going to get below freezing. It'll be 29, and Friday, 48 for a high. All right, we got a few minutes left. No, we don't. We only got 1 minute left. Update on Beckham County Stock Show, February 27th, 28th. This coming Monday, 8 o'clock pig show, 3 o'clock chicken show, 6 o'clock cattle show. Tuesday, 8 o'clock for sheep, followed by the goats. And then Tuesday evening at Beckham County at the Bag Pavilion there, 5:30 meal, 6:30 sale. Please attend these sales and help all these kids out. It'd be awesome. And anyway, if you guys, Beckham County has one of the best heifer shows in Oklahoma. I honestly believe that. So if you get a chance, Monday evening, go watch the cattle show at 6 o'clock. There's my music. Had a great day. Been a great Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Happy Cap Hour. We'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless.